pantry.
Say if you have a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and things that you were going to throw out, what might you call that? You'd say, that's not good anymore, it's just...
A storage room or...
Such
a heavy... Like if it's not good or you expect to use it again, if you can fix it, huh?
Uh-huh. But if it's not any good, you say it's just...
Trash.
What?
Say, did trash, throw it away, or dump it, I don't know.
No.
And say if a house was in a big mess, a woman might say, I have to... My house is dirty, I have to...
Clean it up?
And what you'd sweep with would be
a broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you say the broom was where?
Hide behind the door.
Okay. And if you have a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have a...
Step to go.
Okay. Is that inside the house, you mean?
Well, they have... The ones I used to go in the olden time was on the outside because my grandmother had it on the front porch to go upstairs.
Uh-huh.
My mama's, my great-grandmother, my mama's grandmother,
uh-huh.
You had to come on the front porch to go on her upstairs.
Mm-hmm. What about inside the house? Would you call it steps too?
Mm-hmm. Well, they do have steps though to go up inside. Uh-huh. Yes, I guess so.
That house you talked about must be one of the real
old-fashioned house. This was torn down many years back. It wasn't too away from here, but it was made, the porch and the house was made just, they had a front porch, and on that front porch it was real tall. You had a step to go up. She had beds, you could put beds upstairs, just like if I'd have this downstairs and it was just as large upstairs than downstairs, but you had to go on that side to go upstairs.
What do they call that upstairs part under the...
Le Grenier.
Or do you know an English name for that?
No, upstairs.
Uh-huh.
How do you call it? They have other names for it?
Do you ever hear of attic or loft?
Attic. Yes, the attic.
Attic,
uh-huh.
Loft.
Is that... That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Upstairs. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close it?
Or in other words, you could use besides close.
Prop it
or push the door close.
Okay. And you say years ago on Monday, when the clothes were dirty, women would do the
washing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and on Tuesday?
The ironing.
Do you remember how they do that?
Oh, I remember I used to do it with the furnace and iron. Yeah, furnace that you had to heat with coal.
Uh-huh.
And you'd sit the iron on a little rack on top of those coal, but they used to barbecue now.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to use that to iron. Starch, we don't make starch no more. Make big pans of starch and starch clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Get up early that next morning. We'd starch our clothes like this evening, then take it in at night. The next morning we'd sprinkle the clothes early and put it in the basket, roll it up tight and start our ironing around 9 o'clock on that furnace.
Uh-huh. How long would it take? All day
and probably the part of the next day, half of the next day to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the washing?
We had to wash with the rubbing board.
Mm-hmm.
Wash by hand with the rubbing board. Now my mother says she used to go wash to a canal where they take water for the rice with the, how do you call that? Would they beat the clothes on them? Abattoir in French, but I don't know how they call it.
You call it in English.
Abattoir.